The top U.S. official who oversees veterans' issues will be in Alaska on Memorial Day. Veteran Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki will be with Senator Mark Begich in Anchorage on Monday at Memorial Day events. They'll also travel out to rural Alaska that afternoon, which Begich says will give Shinseki insight into what Alaskan veterans face when trying to get services.
I think he'll find it an awakening. But I want him to walk away saying that Alaska is different, that we have a challenge in delivering services to veterans in rural parts of Alaska, and that we have some cutting edge and new ideas of how to deliver those services, and we want him to recognize that and then help make that happen within the VA system. And then also one of our big highlights with medical delivery system in Alaska is telemedicine. I think he'll learn a lot about how that's being utilized.
Begich says it's important that Shinseki see what it means when you can't hop in a car and drive across the state for treatment. To that end, they'll go together to Bethel and the village of Quigillincock. The two will also hold a listening session on Tuesday afternoon at the Lusac Library in Anchorage, along with Senator Lisa Murkowski. The delegation plans to honor Memorial Day. Murkowski will do so in Fairbanks at a wreath-laying ceremony, and Congressman Young will attend a national celebration on the U.S. Mall. He's not traveling to Alaska because, unlike the Senate, the House is not on recess next week. This week, Senator Begich helped garner attention for a new report about how reliant veterans are on Social Security payments. It was paid for by pro-vet groups, including the Paralyzed Veterans of America and Vietnam Veterans of America. It finds that one-third of Social Security recipients are veterans, and that the program pays out benefits to more than 9 million vets nationwide and 77,000 in Alaska. Begich says those numbers may surprise people who think of the program as only helping older Americans.
It's a report that basically lays out the importance of Social Security, not only the broader sweep, but what the impact is for our veterans and how so many are touched by it through disability payments. And it's clear to me that, you know, folks who have a VA benefits and their retirement, Social Security is an important augmentation to their total retirement program. Some people think it's just seniors who get Social Security, and it's not.
Begich says that should be factored into debates right now over whether to alter Social Security to save money.